Welcome to the best of fives. Five things. I got them. We got them. I got nothing. And joining me today are Dan.
Hello.
And Carl.
Hi.
And in conjunction with our last week's episode about Star Trek
5,
we decided to do a top best of five movies about God. God movies, if you will. So let's start off with it. There's lots of them to choose from. Carl,
yes.
What is your number five God movie?
My number five God movie, Heaven Can Wait. I would say I would put that both in the original and the remake. I put them together.
Huh.
They're both good for various reasons.
Who was in the second one?
Warren Beatty is in the second one.
No, the remake. The
remake is Warren Beatty.
Well, wasn't there another one after that? I thought.
Oh, there may have been. I don't know. There's one from...
There's one recently.
Yeah, fairly recently, I think. Yeah.
I don't remember who that was.
I don't remember either. Yeah.
But that's not in your list. It's the Warren Beatty or the original.
Yeah, yeah.
With James Mason.
James Mason, thank you.
Dan.
Jesus Christ Superstar. Okay, you know, I'm a musical theater actor as well, and so that for me is one of my all-time favorite musicals. Ted Neely and Carl Anderson. Rock it!
That is very true. My number five, I grew up on these movies. Oh, God. George Burns.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about God.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. John Denver and George Burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that with my grandparents that they were like, let's go see a movie. and we went. And it was just such a good movie.
It's a good movie.
The second and third one, not so good. But they tried in two because they tried to give the female perspective.
There was a third one.
They tried the second one with Suzanne Plachet.
I've ever seen those, yeah.
But we my grandparents were huge George Burns fans, so we had to go see Oh God.
Those are awesome.
Carl, you're number four.
What Dreams May Come.
I've seen that one.
Yeah,
it's like that one. It's not a great movie, but
it's movie for crying.
Yes, it is. It is. And it is a good movie. And the imagery, it's very much a special effects extravaganza. The imagery with Robin Williams when he's in heaven trying to find his wife. It's good.
Gotcha. Dan, you're number four.
Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
That's my number three.
I did like that movie. It's a guilty pleasure, you know.
Yeah. The poop monster?
Yeah.
Paul Goffin. My number four is Evan Almighty.
Oh, yes.
I love those movies. The concept of it, giving a regular human being.
So I'm wondering if the other movie is going to be in your list. Bruce Almighty.
No. I like Steve Carell so much better than Jim Carrey. I'm sorry. I love the fact that he goes from a continuation character from Bruce Almighty into pretty much being Noah. I love that movie. And the whole bird, like the animals just being that anything with animals crapping on you, I seem to have to watch. All right, go ahead. Number three.
Three for me is Dogma. I'm a Kevin Smith fan. I have a bit of a love hate relationship with Kevin Smith movies, but my wife obsesses on Kevin Smith. She loves Kevin Smith. So I have seen him live multiple times because of my wife. So. Mm. And he's always entertaining. So at least live.
He talked for.
Oh my God!
Hours.
Yes, the first time we saw him was at UCF, and I had to leave because I had to get to work, and it was well into 5 hours.
I waited in line for 6 hours, and then I watched him for five.
Yeah.
And yet, these people ask the same fucking questions they did in talking with. I'm like, just watch the DVD. Shut up. Let me ask my Degrassi Junior High question. God damn it! I'm a little passionate about that. Three.
Bruce Almighty.
Ah!
See, I know people love to hate him, but I've always been and always will be a huge Jim Carrey fan. And Morgan Freeman as God is great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And making the monkey come out of the guy's butt, it still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Still makes me laugh.
Beating the teleprompter. That's my... but that's the crap. My number three is a movie called Resurrection. I was obsessed with this movie.
I know the movie, yeah.
I was obsessed with this movie when I was growing up. It's about a woman who gets into an accident, and she suddenly has powers. It's Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to get this confused with, Over the Mountain, Sometime Over the Mountain or something like that, but it's not that. It is this thing where she gets the power to heal.
Yeah.
And it, she kind of turns into a freak show, and then she ends up, you know.
I'll have to check that out. I've never.
Yeah, it's. Right. I was obsessed with it in the 80s, and it just. It was one of my. It's like one of those visceral movies that if it's. It's never on. And it took me a hard. I had a hard time trying to find it. I had to look under Ellen Burstyn to find out what it was called because I kept thinking it was somewhere over the mountain. Two.
For me, it's an obscure movie called The Horn Blows at Midnight with Jack Benny. Yeah. He plays Gabriel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Two for you.
This one's tricky. I don't know if God's really in it, but it does kind of deal with that kind of mysticism thing. It's Defending Your Life.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the top of one of my all-time favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep and Rip Torn. It's brilliant. You know, he dies. Have you seen it? I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
Okay, Albert Brooks dies stupidly. Yeah. And the afterlife is that you have to prove that you've lived your life with no fear. And Rip Torn is like this lawyer. So you go through this trial where you have to defend your life so you can move on into the universe and stuff like that. If you don't, then you're set back down to earth and reincarnated as something else. And you have to keep trying. And then eventually your spirit's thrown away if you don't make it. So it's brilliant. It's funny. I love it.
My number two is in the same vein as yours, but different. It's the softer side of Sears, which is Godspell. I took musical theater class in college, and I did a paper about comparing Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell, and how they're the same and how they're different, and what motivations came from making one, and what motivations came from this was a thesis. This was Stephen Schwartz's thesis in college, and he made this beautiful musical. It's also one of the rare things that made me go into theater.
Yeah.
That musical, I think 90% of the musical theater geeks that I know, this was their right into it. So Godspell for me, number two. The movie's little... But
you look still, at the time the movie was made.
Lynn Thigpen and Victor Garber as Jesus. I mean, that...
Yep.
Okay. Carl, number one.
My number one, okay, it's a sentimental favorite for me, but it's A Wonderful Life.
Yes!
Yes.
High five! Yeah. High five on the podcast. There we go. All right.
I don't care when it's on. I have to stop and watch it.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily God, because it's Joseph and...
Well, he does talk to God. I mean,
he does talk to God briefly.
Is that God,
at the beginning.
Or is that one of the other angels? I guess it was
Joseph. Joseph. But it's but it deals with God in heaven. Mm-hmm. Come on, just about perfect.
It's movie. My all-time favorite movie ever. I watch it every year.
Yep.
Christmas or not.
It's my number three.
Yeah.
It's my number three favorite of all time.
I bring it up every year. Got to watch. Yep. It's
so,
A Wonderful Life.
So what's your number one, Dan?
It's A Wonderful Life!
Yay! Just that way officially say it.
Even the colorized version I love.
Yeah. Wow. I
remember that big controversy when they did that in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
My number one is Dogma.
Yeah.
Dogma is actually what turned me on to Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I got so, except for the poop monster, I skipped that part. but I bought the figures. I've gone to see it. I became a huge Kevin Smith fan, though that's kind of wearing thin right now because he's kind of overexposed right now.
Is he?
A little bit too much.
Yeah.
How many podcasts can one famous person have?
Oh, that's true. He does do a lot of podcasts. If you do get the opportunity, though, he does do a lot of his podcasts live at the Hard Rock. And go see him. It's fun.
I want to see him in Ralph Garman because I love Ralph Garman.
And that's the last time I saw him. It was
I
with Ralph.
I adore Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
And I would just go to see him just to meet him and say thank you for making Joe Schmo. But so number one is Dogma for me. Honorable mentions. I kind of went outside the box with this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
He is a god.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Technically, Clash of the Titans.
Good. Which one?
The original with Harry Hamlin.
Oh God,
yeah, Clash of the Titans.
Ray Harryhausen, come on!
I know.
But... And Laurence Olivier as Zeus, come on!
Yeah.
And oh God, you devil.
Nice.
Okay.
I think that was that three?
Is that the one with?
It's where he's playing dual roles. He's playing the devil and he's playing God.
Yep.
George
and
Burns.
Who is the guy that he talks to in that? Who's the mortal?
Oh, is Bruce.
It's not Charles Grodin.
Dan. No, it's Dan. Oh, he was Cortez. Huge in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The wholesome-looking guy. Dan...
Johnson?
No, Dan Johnson.
Nobody.
Is it Dan Johnson?
No, it's...
local yes. actor Dan Johnson?
Ted Wass.
Oh.
Ted Wass. Wass. Yes. Huh. Ted Wass.
Yeah, he plays both, and that one looks like my father. Yeah, Ted Wass.
All right.
So that's mine.
My honorable mentions, unless you want to go, Carl.
Go, no, please go.
My honorable mentions is The Life of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And The Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh.
The okay. Matrix.
Sure.
Neo is the one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if I can pick Thor, you can pick Neo. Carl?
Yeah. I actually don't have any honorable mentions. Okay. I mean, I was thinking about The Lovely Bones, which is not a great movie, but it's got some really great imagery to it.
Hmm.
What about Prophecy with Christopher Walken?
Oh!
Remember that one?
Yeah. I guess...
I always found that story intriguing. Hey, the movie was...
Isn't that the one where he can touch him and he can see the future?
No, that's...
Dead Zone.
That's the Dead Zone. Okay. The Prophecy is where he's Gabriel or something like that. He's... one of the archangels is either Gabriel or Michael or something like that, and
yep,
he's going right. against God. And
they did a couple of prophecy movies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's like there's six of them.
True.
Oh. At some point, see the.
I think there's
see
at
the
least
franchise
six
ending.
Of them. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let us know your best of five God movies in any incarnation that you want to call them. And let us know on our Facebook page what you think. We get some really great. Opinions and insight from all the people that listen, that especially have been listening for a long time. One of our listeners who's a friend of the show, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
For our last episode
Stop,
of
Ted.
For our last episode of They Live, he actually posted a picture that he had drawn of Roddy Piper that he had signed at a convention. So we've got a lot of different people that listen to the podcast that have a lot of different experiences. So please share our experiences with God or God movies and let us know your opinion. And thank you so much for supporting us. Please check out our Patreon page if you'd like to support us because bandwidth costs money. And we will have some special features coming out soon. And thanks
Wouldn't
for joining
you
us.
Wouldn't you like to help a podcast today?
In the arms of the angels. Oh.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee. Well done. Very good.